The views expressed on this program are strictly those of the show's producers and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor anyone associated with this radio station. And now, back to the Thunderbolt. So now it is time for some people to
take a ride, take a ride.
As I predicted, landlords across the country are using the ghost ship fire in Oakland as an excuse to shut down alternative living and performance spaces. In many cases, this is being done out of fear. In many more cases, though, they are doing it because it is a highly profitable thing for them to do. And it is a thing that they could not have gotten away with doing before the ghost ship tragedy. Spaces are more common than I suspect most Americans suspect.
Take a ride, take a ride.
I'm standing on the moon, ruined to turn and spoon. I want to bring to thee dreams of reality. I want to take you high, me floating in the sky. I want you to see dreams of reality. I'll take you for a ride, ride on the meteorite.
Several such spaces right here in Olympia that I personally know of. And while I feel a kinship with those folks, and while I wholeheartedly support what they are doing, I don't really directly interact with that world all that much. So I suspect there is much more going on there than even I suspect. I personally consider such spaces to be absolutely vital to what still passes for culture in this society. Art is a reflection of a culture's soul. If your culture does not have a soul, then your art, or the lack of same, will reflect that as well. Unfortunately, capitalists place no value upon souls, except for how they might be manipulated to produce profit. And overall, souls are considered to be a rather risky financial investment. As bad as the rump is, though, it is always good to keep in mind that it is not the rump that is our problem, so much as the people hidden behind the curtain that you rarely, if ever, hear about. One fact that is virtually never acknowledged about the Spanish conquistadors is that every last one of them arrived in the Americas in debt up to their ears. their utterly savage desperation to steal anything and everything of value that could be loaded onto a ship were inspired largely by efforts to pay off these debts. Everyone has heard of Hernando Cortez, but who has ever heard of the bankers that drove Cortez to do what he did and who greatly profited by what Cortez did? Everyone has heard of the Napoleonic Wars, the Opium Wars, the Crimean War, the Boxer Rebellion, and all of the world wars of the 20th century. But who has ever heard of the banksters that financed both sides to fight all of these wars and who then turned around and sold both sides the weapons to butcher each other with? Now, I have nominated the Dulles Brothers for the Thunderbolts Most Evil Human in History Award, yet virtually no one has ever heard of either of them. And even fewer have ever heard of Edward Bernays, the father of the great American propaganda machine. Yes, Hillary Clinton, the Rump, the Obamer, all of these people are merely lackeys to the true enemy that hides in the shadows and of whom you have probably never heard. There is a most excellent website where you can go research who these people are and you can see how they are all interconnected in an incestuous little web of corrupt influence peddling that is a source for a wide variety of most heinous and evil stuff that is going on in the world right now. The website is theyrule.net. But be careful, you can easily get lost in there. As a break from the constant gloom and doom, we are going to end this week's show with a rather light-hearted historical piece set right here in the Pacific Northwest. Did you know that in 1859, 1 year before the Civil War, the shooting of a pig on San Juan Island almost precipitated a shooting war between the United States and Great Britain? Yes, the Oregon Treaty of 1846 established the borders between the United States and British Canada everywhere except the San Juan Islands. Both sides claimed them, and neither side was willing to back down. So the negotiations continued for 13 years until an American squatter on San Juan Island shot a pig that was rooting in his vegetable garden. So it turned out that this pig belonged to an employee of the Hudson Bay Company. A feud developed, and British authorities threatened to arrest the American, which led to an appeal to the American government from all of the other Americans on the island to be protected. Whereupon the Americans sent the 9th Infantry to prevent any British landings on San Juan Island. And in a side note, these American forces were commanded by Captain George Pickett, who is destined to become the very same Confederate General George Pickett who would lead the infamous Pickett's Charge at the Battle of Gettysburg, which most historians consider to have been the turning point of the Battle of Gettysburg, and most historians consider the Battle of Gettysburg itself to have been the turning point of the entire Civil War. And, in a side note within a side note, it so happens that I attended elementary school with the great-great-great-grandson of General Pickett. His name was Bart Pickett, and he was very good at soccer. Anyway, by August 10th of 1859, 461 Americans with 14 cannons faced 5 British warships with 70 guns and 2,140 troops. But fortunately, the orders on both sides were to defend themselves, but they were also ordered absolutely and positively not to fire the first shot. And thus, for several days, both sides taunted and tried to goad the other into attacking. But neither side ever did. So when officials in Washington, D.C. and London learned of the possibility that military hostilities might be launched over a frigging pig, they said, WTF, or something along those lines. They immediately sent negotiators. These negotiators first agreed to jointly occupy San Juan Island until they could reach a settlement. The British set up a camp on the north shore, and the Americans set up shop on the south end. This arrangement lasted for 12 more years, and a bipartisan friendship eventually developed between the occupants of the two camps. They visited each other to celebrate their respective national holidays. They held various athletic competitions. And park rangers these days will tell visitors that the biggest threat to peace on the island during those years was, quote, the large amounts of alcohol that were available. Both sides finally agreed to allow Kaiser Wilhelm I of Germany to arbitrate the dispute. And Kaiser Wilhelm decided in favor of the Americans. Bye. is why the San Juan Islands are now a part of the United States rather than part of Canada. The British finally withdrew from San Juan Island on November 25th, 1872, and thus ended the infamous Pig War.
It is time to get to work now.
And thus ends part one of The Thunderbolt, Why You Should Be Upset. Next comes part two, What Can Be Done About It? Across Cascadia, the masses are arising in response to
the Olympia Action Alert!
For the week of January 4th to January 10th, 2020! All right, so get ready to take down some information, because here we go. Our first event is later today, Saturday, January 4th. It's an IWW orientation. This will be from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Olympia Center, 222 Columbia Street, Northwest. This event was organized by the Olympia Industrial Workers of the World, yes, the Wobblies, and this is their message. Join us as we learn about the IWW, from its history to its tactics and structure. If you have questions, you can contact Organize at OlympiaIWW.com. So again, this is the IWW orientation, Saturday, January 4th, from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Olympia Center, 222 Columbia Street, Northwest. So our next event is Tuesday, January 7th. It's a monthly volunteer meeting and legislative session update. This will be from 6 to 8 p.m. at Planned Parenthood, the Olympia Health Center. That's at 402 Legion Way, Southeast. This event was organized by Planned Parenthood of Votes, Northwest and Hawaii, and this is their message. People will be joining us for a special edition of our monthly volunteer meeting. We'll be talking about our past events, plus discussing our legislative agenda and our legislative session advocacy opportunities. Come to learn about what we've done in 2019 and what we have planned for 2020. And the only contact information I have here is a Facebook event. So again, this is the monthly volunteer meeting and legislative session update, Tuesday, January 7th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at Planned Parenthood Olympia Health Center, 402 Legion Way, Southeast. And yes, moving along here, our next event is Thursday, January 9th. It's a PIPE winter formal benefit. This will be from 7 p.m. to midnight at Octopus Cafe. That's at 414 4th Avenue East. This event was organized by Partners in Prevention Education, and this is their message. DJ Carefree with comedians Chocolate the Entertainer and Kadia Hassan. Doors open at 7. Comedic talent starts at 7:30. And again, a Facebook event's the only contact information I have here. So again, this is a PIPE winter formal benefit to benefit Partners in Prevention Education. Thursday, January 9th, from 7 p.m. to midnight at Octopus Cafe, 414 4th Avenue East. And finally, we come to next Friday, January 10th. It's 2020 Olympia 301. This will be from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Washington State Capitol, 416 Sid Snyder Avenue Southwest. This event was organized by Eventbrite, and this is their message. Are you that ordinary citizen that wants to make a difference in extraordinary ways? Are you ready to exercise your citizenship? People will be attending this free one-day workshop and get equipped to make an extraordinary difference in the 2020 legislative session. What will you gain? Your citizen toolbox for mastering the legislative process and building meaningful relationships with your state lawmakers and their staffs. How to utilize your capital resources, an in-depth understanding of the legislative process, and how to think like a legislator from the perspective of state legislative members. How to connect with all legislators, including those who do not share your views. Understanding the role and value of a legislative assistant as shared by those who presently serve as legislative assistants. How to read and track bills, both on paper and through online sources. The mechanics of testifying at a hearing. Know where and how things happen on the Capitol campus. And to know where and how things happen on the Capitol campus. If you have additional questions, please contact grassroots at FPIW.org, or you can call area code 425-608-0242. Again, that's 425-608-0242. This is 2020 Olympia 301, Friday, January 10th from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Washington State Capitol, 416 Sid Snyder Avenue, Southwest. And that's it for the calendar this week. Looks like I have a couple of minutes left, so I'll slip a song in on you. This is David Rovix.
There's war on for your mind, it's right there on your screen. Watch the pundits ramble on to find the term and set the scene. Hear the pundits say this is the best that it can get. There may be room for improvement. Just stay tuned to your set. Just stay tuned to your set. They'll tell you all you need to know. If it's anything important, they'll have it on the show. There's a war on for the planet. There's a war on for your mind. The outcome of the struggle is the fate of humankind. You can drink the Kool-Aid, buy the goods that you are sold. Watch the talking heads, think the way you're told. Think the way they tell you, hold fast to the lies. Or stick your finger in the wind and trust your ears and eyes. Turn off your TV or you won't learn a thing. Gather round, I'll give you all the news that's fit to sing. Gather round, I'll give you all the news that's fit to sing. Some democracies are tyrannies, you can hear them say, while some dictatorships are friendly. They'll tell us every day, if your passion is pro baseball, you can surely get the score. But if you want to know what's happening, walk outside your door, see the oil train exploding, see the black smoke in the sky, see the kids under the bridge, see the limo passing by. Turn off your TV or you won't learn a thing. Gather round, I'll give you all the news that's fit to sing. Gather round, I'll give you all the news that's fit to sing. It's a question for the moment, a question for the ages, for the businessmen and prisoners rattling their cages. For the businessmen and prisoners, be they lost or found upon the rising oceans or cracked dry desert ground, it's a choice that we're all faced with, or so it seems to me. I don't have all the answers, but I can guarantee. Turn off your TV or you won't learn a thing. Gather round, I'll give you all the news that's fit to sing. Turn off your TV or you won't learn a thing. Gather round, I'll give you all the news that's fit to sing. Gather round, I'll give you all the news that's fit to sing.
Yes, that was All the News That's Fit to Sing from Mr. David Rovics. And I actually met him at Media Island once, and he's a pretty awesome dude, in addition to writing pretty awesome songs. So that's it for this week. We'll see you next week. Peace.
The Thunderbolt is a production of Dancing Angel Media, which is solely responsible for the content. Neither the stations that air the Thunderbolt, their sponsors, their members, their underwriters, nor anyone else that has much to do with anything else in any way is responsible for the content of the Thunderbolt. Nor do they necessarily agree with the views expressed on the Thunderbolt. If you have any comments, or if you wish to express an opposing opinion, you should send an email to dana98501@gmail.com. And we will make arrangements. And I hope that you have a day.
And please note that the Thunderbolt is on Facebook, where you can find links to the show and to the show notes, or you can now go directly to the Thunderbolt WordPress site, which is at dana98501.wordpress.com.
Thank you very much.